Hi, is this Ruben?
Speaking.
Hi, Ruben. Ruben, it's Paul. I'm calling you back here from Mobile Splash. Hi.
Yeah.
How's your day going so far?
Good.
Just I know you want
that settled in.
Good. Yeah, you wanted me to give you a call back towards the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I know we kind of covered a lot of ground yesterday. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm just, so there was another company that called me today. I don't know if it was you guys again, but the lady started talking to me and she's kind of asking me the same questions that you were asking me. But,
yeah, I'm not too surprised. In fact, I kind of thought that might happen. In fact, as soon as we got off the phone call, I thought, oh, I should, probably should have warned him that you might get a call tomorrow, but, you know, my name is Paul and, you know, wait for my call. But yeah, the position's available. So, you know, there are other Google partners. You know, we're not the only one. There's 8 of us in the country. So when the positions do open up, we do call through the area to find the one company to fill the listing. But, did she say anything that I didn't say? Did she offer anything that I didn't offer?
Nah, man, she was just, I ended up hanging up on her because she was just so slow. And I was like, I was getting ready to eat breakfast and she was like, this is not going to take a minute. And I was like, okay, well, what's going on? And
right,
she was like, she goes, let me see. I'm like, oh crap. I just hung up on her, man.
Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. Yeah. And I don't know if you started thinking about any photos that you would want, at least originally or initially on the website, because we are able to update photos, add photos, take off photos. We can always swap those out down the road. Never any additional cost for that, but you know, certainly we'd like to get that website up and going as quickly as we can. And with the photos that you want on the website, anything relating to your services or service vehicle or crew that you would want on that website.
Okay. I got home a little while ago.
Okay.
And I forgot that you were going to call. I thought you were a solar company. I was about ready to tell you off because there's one solar company that keeps calling me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
And anyway.
Okay. We're actually, for the last available client interview, if you remember, I mentioned we'd try to get you through to a client interview technician to get kind of those types of answers and information so we can build out your website and things like that. We are booked out through the rest of the day, so we'll be looking at tomorrow for the client interview. Anywhere, actually, you know, between 7 a.m. and 3 o'clock, it looks like we could schedule that follow-up call. We ask for a one-hour window, but the call takes usually about a half an hour. But that's kind of where we, you know, talk to you specifically about where you want to be found, your service area, if there's places that, you know, even if it's 15 miles away that you don't want to go, we'll make sure that we're targeting the exact places you want to be found and, of course, talk to you about your services, any mission statement or motto, tagline, slogan, things like that. But we'll cover all of that tomorrow. And then hopefully you'll have some photos that you can email us so we can build out that weekend and get build out the website over the weekend, I was going to say, and then get things going for you.
Okay. I did have a question. I'm like thinking. I don't know if I'm coming down with something or what, but I've just been super, super tired like all day last night.
It's the heat maybe. I mean, I was just outside and it is oppressive.
Oh, it's hot.
Almost.
Yeah.
It makes you sleepy. You know, the sun just drains your energy.
Well, if they call me tomorrow morning, I mean, I don't do anything until after around 8 or 9. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we wouldn't expect it to be as early as that. We could look at 8. There's one at 9, 10 o'clock, 11 in the afternoon. Looks like maybe one might be booked out, but there's a 2 o'clock and a 3 o'clock.
Okay. All right. Hold on for a second. You said you're going to need a credit card, right?
We do put a card on file, but you can change it at any time, either on your own through your client dashboard, your tracking system, or of course you can always call us and we can update that information. But we would put the card on file. Today's date is the 5th, so your billing date would be the 5th of the month.
Okay. Okay. Hold on real quick. I got to run downstairs. My wallet's downstairs.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, you there?
I am here. Yes, I am. So it is the exact amount of $249. That is the reduced rate that will stay with you as long as you choose to keep the service. It is, of course, month to month. The website is included, and there is no setup fee even in that first month. So it is just that $249 out the door.
Okay.
Now, as far as the website goes, I mean, the phone number that we're speaking on, this is not only the best number for us to reach you, is it also the business number, the 909-215-0520? Is that the number you want your customers to call?
I have another line as well.
Okay.
See, I needed to discuss some stuff with my daughter, and I didn't get a chance to do it.
That's okay. Like I said, we can update any information later on down the road, but we do have that number as one of the numbers at least. I think I asked you before, though, because we were talking a little bit about the Angie leads and how that's a very different service where you pay for the leads, but they do have an address for you, 5576 Soriano Way. But my understanding is that your business is service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you. There's not a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or anything like that that you would want us to promote for your business, right?
No, I don't have a brick-and-mortar place.
Yeah, and Google expects it to be that way when you're going out to the customer. Even if you had an outside office where you did your paperwork, if customers don't come there, Google wouldn't want to list the physical address. They don't want anyone to drive out there any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Is that address, that 5576 Soriano Way, is that your residence?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, yeah. So we definitely don't want to list that physical address. And then I never did ask, Ruben, is your name R-U-B-E-N, the spelling of your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
And then what is your last name?
Miranda.
Okay, I have to type it out to see it and spell it. M-I-R-A-N-D-A. Got it.
Yes.
Okay. And then what is a good email address, either for you or for your business? Now, most of the time, your customers are going to simply call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature. On your website, though, they can fill out where they're located, what they want to have done, etc. And when they do that, you do get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People could see it. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden but still attached to that contact form. And then for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your record, sometimes we'll email things to you. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
It's cool filtration with a K. Co. At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. So basically the name of the business at gmail.com. The business, though, it's cool with a K, of course, filtration company, right? And company is spelled out in the name of the business? Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to make sure. So it's going to appear that way on the website and on all of the destinations and directories that we'll create for you. Now, one of the things that I do need to do in addition to actually scheduling that follow-up call with your technician, because we're Google partners, we're required to read what's called a voice verification, Mr. Miranda. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're waiving your setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, including the website, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and I do have that voice verification pulled up here. It does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ruben, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Cool Filtration Company.
Perfect, and that's cool with a K. And then, yeah. Ruben, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ruben Miranda, owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Cool Filtration Company, Ruben, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
Of course, make all the decisions for your company. And then, Ruben, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Miranda, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to reach out and contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. Ruben, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we do ask, of course, is that it is our job to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for your business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Miranda, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. We'll be doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. And as I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, that reduced rate, the setup fee waived, the website included, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of October, in the very reduced total amount of just $249.00. And again, Ruben, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, meaning we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. And my company will also incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. Again, the Facebook ads are included as well in that flat rate. Now, when the agreement is completed, it is scheduled to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. And again, that rate will never go up. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, non-contractual, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. It is completely at will. You can also pause the service, whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can certainly do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Ruben, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Miranda, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ruben, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, that actually does.
And I'll have a phone number of who to call, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can give it to you now. In fact, it's the last part of that voice verification. If you've got a pen handy, I was just about to say you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system direct to your email address. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be happy to give you that information now.
That's fine. I'll wait for the confirmation email.
Okay, perfect. That does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, Ruben, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
On a MasterCard.
MasterCard. And is the name on that card your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And Ruben Miranda, any middle initial?
No.
Just first and last, okay.
Yeah.
And then you said it was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 456-1603-8263-1867. Expiration 324.
03 of 2024. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
7, hold on. Seven, six, five.
I've got 765 on the back, and then I've got March or 03 of 2024 for the expiration date. The card itself, was it 4566? 16.
No. It was 54.
64. Yeah, I thought so. I guess sometimes my fingers type too fast. They don't always match up. So I've got 54, 66, 16, 03, and then 82, 63, and then was it 1867, the last one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. And then does the billing address correspond to your home address, the 5576 Soriano Way, 92336?
No. It's you just need the zip code or the address?
Well, I do need the zip code for sure, but for consistency, okay. If you want to, you can give me the address as well.
Okay. It's P.O. Box 9126.
Mm-hmm.
Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Okay, and the zip code?
91701.
91701, right? 91701? Yeah. Okay. So you will, in about a minute here, receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of information on there. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And then when you receive either the text message or the automated email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of the computer for that particular call. Like I said, we do schedule by the hour, but the call itself usually only takes about half that time. You did say you wanted something in the afternoon?
Or at least not
before 9. There's a 10 and an 11. There is a 9 o'clock if you wanted that, 8 o'clock too. And then in the afternoon, there's a 2 or a 3 o'clock.
Tomorrow I'm going to be pretty busy.
3 o'clock better for you? The very end of the day?
Trying to think.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock? Okay, perfect. So it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. If I am available when our technician is ready for that call, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning. Answer any questions you might have and then hand it over to our technician. I may be on a call when they're ready to call you, in which case they'll just call you on their own. They'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess really even if I am, I did want to put a little bit of added security on the account here. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Cool Filtration Company, even if it is you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you for the answer to that security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward saying that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for the security question here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in? And then what is the answer?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email that our system should have sent out by now or the text message?
I got a text message.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like the system did, at least so far, just send the one that I want you to see, but you'll get in just a minute here the confirmation email as well. But the one that you've got, if you click on it, there should be a link, something that says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. It does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So if you click on that, you should see it talking about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the text or the email?
Is there a link on the text as well?
Yeah. Yes.
To click on that? Okay. So if you click on it, it says click here, or if it opens up, it should say at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then on the left-hand side, it starts listing the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization.
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we will optimize the listing on Bing as well. It's about 1 out of 10 that will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are doing it on their smartphone. We want you to have those opportunities and receive those phone calls as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. It's almost 70 directories, unless you opt out of those directories. But we are going to do that custom website for you. And then, of course, the Facebook ads. I don't necessarily want to walk you through everything here, but at the very bottom, there's a line that goes across, and then there's a small box just below that line that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box, and then in the longer box below that line with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name as it appears. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so just make sure you capitalize the R and the M. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy either a space before or after. But once you've got your name in that box, just click the confirm signature box just below it. That actually does a few things. First of all, it does let us know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're including the website, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. Mr. Miranda, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, man. You know what? I'm totally sorry. While you were doing this, I was listening to you, but
okay.
I was sending out a quick email.
Oh, that's
so,
okay.
So I'm sorry, we're going to have to go from the beginning again. So I go to support or the local slash.
Oh, yeah, you probably got the other email too by now. The local
okay, so
slash
I'll,
initial
I'll
invoice.
Go back. All right, so the initial invoice.
Right, yeah.
Click on that.
Click on the initial invoice. It did send out the other emails too. But that's the one that we want you to see, the local splash initial invoice. You open it up, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
No, the one I got is bring your business to the next level. Let me go back to the other one. This is the one that says I'll receive 7 credentials or something like that. Login 7 credentials or something like that. Okay, so.
Yeah, that's the welcome email that we were talking about before. That's got the client support phone number, the email down at the bottom. So not that one, but that's good to have too. Because like I said, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., you can reach a live agent. So that's the email that has the client support information on there. If you email them, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. You also got another one that says action needed, photos needed for your Google verification. That's just to help us expedite the process of getting you on that first page of Google. There's a lot of photos on there. It doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can include, any pictures of tools or equipment, your vehicle, if you've got a business
okay.
card or anything like that. And then is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So there's a link that you can use for that one, but it's actually the one that says local splash initial invoice. That's the one that we're wanting you to look at real
okay,
quick.
Okay, so the okay, I think I found it. Local splash terms of experience, is that the one?
Correct. That's the one, exactly
okay.
correct.
So certify.
Yes. Click on the box. Click on the box and then type in or copy and paste your name. It is case sensitive. You're typing it in.
Okay.
And then once you've got your name in the box, just click the confirm signature box below it. And then it should ask you for a username and a password.
Okay. Okay, I clicked on my name. Is there something underneath that?
Oh, yeah. Underneath it should say confirm signature. It's kind of an orangish box below where you type in your name.
Uh, I'm going to have to go to my...
My phone isn't showing it.
Yeah, sometimes.
Go to my PC real quick. Get off this. All right, I just got the action needed one.
Yeah.
Hold on. The username, does it have to be something that's in here, or?
Oh, so if you're seeing that next page, you can actually stop right there. It's just our automated system thinking that you're trying to access your tracking system, thinking both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. So actually, you don't have to go that next step. In fact, I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would just give you an error message that the page hasn't yet been created. The username is actually your phone number. You can't change it, but it's easy enough to remember. Area code's included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the 909-215-0520. In a day or so, once you do the client interview, you'll get by email and text your username, which you already have, and then a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change it if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine. I'm sending you also a calendar invite. So the calendar invite is just for the client interview. Go into your email address. It says local splash, CIENG, which is client interview to be conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And then at noon, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system as well that the call itself is scheduled at 1. Other than that, you're all set and squared away here, so I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, and I do hope that I am available in that 1 o'clock hour when our technician is ready to call you. It's always a pleasure speaking with you, that's for sure. I appreciate your time and your kindness and patience even in taking this phone call.
Oh, no, that's fine, man. Sorry I was a little bit out of it.
Oh, that's okay. No, I mean, I hear you. It's been a long day, and especially when it's hot like this, it's hard to maintain focus sometimes. I feel that myself, especially towards the end of the day.
So if I'm doing this and say in the next 2 months, I don't get nothing going on, I could just stop it, right?
That is absolutely correct. It is completely at will. You can stop at any time. No questions asked. No fees involved.
Okay.
But certainly our job is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business.
Okie dokie.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you again, Ruben. I appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow around 1 o'clock.
Fantastic. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
appreciate your time,
you
too, man.
You have a great day. Thank you.
You
bye-bye
too.
Now.
Bye.